This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So let's review Atlanta, shall we?
Aight.
Here's what we've learned today. And it's not good news, but is it all bad? I mean, somebody said that to me, Mike. They said, is this all bad? I said, well, look, all bad is when you combine all the things that have been going on with our team that makes it all bad. But the good news is Profar's back tonight. Okay, that's good. The bad news is we've lost another starting pitcher.
What?
Left-handed pitcher Austin Cox called back up to replace Spencer Schwellenbach, who is now on the 15-day IL. And you go, well, wait a minute, what happened to Schwellenbach? Well, apparently he fractured his right elbow. And, Mike, you said it. The reports are out there from our buddies who cover MLB and certainly the Braves talking about the timetable.
Yeah, he won't be able to throw for at least 4 weeks, and then it sounds like there's going to be a ramping up, and a very slow, deliberate ramping up it will be. Because according to MLB.com, it looks like it might not even be until, like, end of August, early September. So you got – and Chris Sale, again, I don't know when Chris Sale's coming back. They kind of very subtly dropped in the 60-day IL designation yesterday in a press release. But there's an expectation from Mark Bowman that he'll pitch again in September.
What does this
the season's going to be long gone by, you know, the trade deadline, let alone September for Sale and Schwellenbach.
I agree. And then these decisions become really easy, right? And I'm going to say this now, and I hope it doesn't happen, but if we're out of it, there's no reason to run Ronald out there. I'm being real with you guys.
Right.
Like, there's no reason to waste a healthy Ronald Acuna, right, and say that you feel like you're playing for something. Now, the Braves may say, well, nice try, Dukes and Bell, but, hey, we do still have a stadium in the field. I got to tell you something. Braves fans are going to show up because that's what we do.
Right.
Even if we're out of it. So that whole notion is silly. I'm just simply saying, like, let's be smart. If we know, okay, this is not going to be our year, fine. Right now, Mike, you got to shut him down. And what I mean by that is if you limit his amount of games played, however you want to do that. But there's just no reason to do that and risk him in a season where we all know, like, the way this is trending. And I've been talking about trends all year long. Well, I don't like that trend. Oh, it's going to be fine. Oh, they're not hitting. I don't like that. It's all coming together. So, yeah, it is all bad when you add all of this together because our starting rotation now is basically Strider and Grant Holmes. That's your starting rotation. These other guys are going to run out there tonight. Again, Didier Fuentes, Mike, third start, first time at home, great. I hope Fuentes really has a good outing for us. Give us a chance to win. But it will not matter, guys, if we continue to not score any runs. And tonight the lineup's out, so real quick. Acuna, Olsen, Riley, Ozuna, DHing, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Profar, left field, hitting 5. Mike, you said that's where you put him. Albies is hitting 6. Sean Murphy, Money Harris, Nick Allen playing shortstop.
Okay. Now, Money Harris did get a hit yesterday. It wound up being a triple. I mean, I'd call that a three-base error because Soler just completely misplays a ball that 99% of right fielders can catch. But that's Soler. That's why we had a DH him. He's just a butcher out there. But, hey, we'll take it. Unfortunately, we strand Money Harris out there. You wasted the Grant Holmes effort. Grant Holmes was killing it. Those beautiful curly locks were flowing, man, like General Custer out there. And, unfortunately, they just couldn't do anything to support it. And there were more terrible at-bats. The guy that was swinging the bat was Austin Riley. He gets stranded everywhere. Second base, third base. Nobody could do anything to help him. More feeble at-bats. So just beyond frustrating. I mentioned it to Carl. Drake Baldwin, he's not hitting very well. He hits an absolute laser to short. But I'm sorry, C.J. Nitkowski, it's still an out. You know, I mean, so this team is struggling, and we got into a soundbite. If you want to play it now, we can play it later, where Brian Snicker basically says that, I need this team to just basically declutter your brain and, Carl, simplify the process and stop with all these the modern problems which seem to seep into Major League Baseball hitters' brains.
Yeah, I just feel like we're – and I'm not talking to just the Braves. Everybody overthinks things because of technology has allowed us to, dive in and indulge in all the extras that we used to not care about, that you used to not inundate yourself with. You do now because it's tech. It's in your hand. Mm-hmm. You go places. And so all of a sudden I'm thinking about way more stuff. Just apply it to your everyday life. Forget about baseball. That's your everyday life. Imagine now you've got all this stuff that you're looking at. And, oh, this is how you hone in. And this is how you need to hit this guy. It's too much. Go hit. We'll play it for you coming up as we talk about the Braves here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That is not good news, but we will dive in. Grant's going to join us next hour. Right now, though, we got to talk some college football and dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Mike, did you hear Paul Feinbaum? Did you hear this?
I don't listen to him, but you can tell me what he said.
Okay, I don't either. The soundbite is out there because we're actually doing a show when he's on, and our show is a little bit more important. Either way, and I said it, Feinbaum yesterday said Arch Manning not only is a Heisman contender, but he is going to be the best college quarterback since Tim Tebow. Now,
nobody will work harder than Arch Manning to make sure that Texas does not come up short for the national championship.
Regardless of what you think of Tebow as an NFL quarterback, no one can debate what he did in college. Tebow is one of the all-time great college quarterbacks. But this is high praise for Arch Manning, who, again, we've seen a little bit. He hadn't seen a whole lot. Here's what Feinbaum said about it.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
That's pretty high praise.
Record for a total career touchdowns, 145. Single season touchdowns, 55. You know, obviously the jump pass and the run on through people and over people.
Big and games.
Yeah, I mean, and winning championships. I mean, when it mattered most. You know, SEC championships, natties as well. You know, I mean, look, you don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but that moment's been almost 20 years ago. He was that good. You go back and look at it. I think individual seasons for quarterbacks, I think Cam Newton, ironically, who actually played as a teammate on that Florida team as a freshman, goes on to Auburn and wins a natty, has arguably one of the greatest seasons.
I agree.
For quarterbacks. Vince Young at Texas.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think you can make the argument. Johnny Football, you know, back in the day. Baker Mayfield, now he didn't win a natty, but I mean, that's what makes it interesting. It's like, it's a subjective argument. It's fun. You don't have to have all the numbers. Joe Burrow, that's one of the seasons that stands up for all time.
2019
with LSU.
It was sick.
You and I got to see it, unfortunately, at Mercedes-Benz in the SEC Championship.
2019, all those guys they put in the league, and you're like, man, Burrow made it look easy. Yeah, it's a bold statement, but I got to say this. He might be right. Texas is loaded, and here's what this is going to come down to for me, Mike. When Georgia, when Kirby finally got loaded, right? Won his first year, right? They had, remember, he lost three games, and everybody's like, oh, I'm not sure if he's the right guy. Okay, whatever. And then you start playing all of a sudden for SEC championships and the national championships, and it just get built. And year after year, we'd be like, oh, Georgia's got the number one class. They may have the number one class for 2026. But once they got there, Kirby took advantage of it. And he didn't. He's never had a quarterback as talented, Mike, as this guy. So what I'm telling you is, if they don't, and Arch is not in this position, which Paul Feinbaum is talking about, it's on Sark. Well, this is on Sark.
But this was the thing, and we got into this a few weeks ago for guys who missed it, and it was a comment that Steve Spurrier was talking about. And he was saying it, he couldn't even get on the field. And Quinn Ewers ain't nothing. Seventh rounder. But Quinn Ewers, and the argument and you made is they paid big money to have Quinn Ewers stay at Texas. Not to take words out of your mouth.
They did.
But I still felt that, you know, other than the Ohio State game when Arch Manning gets smacked in the noggin and probably was concussed, because I just don't understand. Like in the Arizona State game, yes, Quinn Ewers brought him back. There were so many times in this Texas season where I would have put Quinn Ewers on the bench and I would have had Arch Manning out there. But for whatever reason, Sark didn't do that.
So they asked his uncle, a guy named Peyton Manning, about him sitting and learning. And Peyton said they, his family, thought it was the most important thing for him to understand the system, Mike, and understand what Sark wanted. And like this, they feel like this may be the best thing for him. We forget Eli set at Ole Miss.
Right.
It's not like this is uncommon. And then, all right, one of these Mannings comes along and then they crush it. I think it's going to be a really interesting season for him. I would tell you he should be in that position if Sark is doing what things he needs to do, because they're loaded. He should be a guy that's throwing for a lot of yards and a Heisman, you know, not candidate. He should be a favorite. And then as far as the best player since Tim Tebow, then you're telling me Texas is going to win a national championship and he's going to account for 40-some-odd touchdowns.
I mean, he's got to be the dude that everyone hyped and expected him to be when he first announced he was going to Texas. Remember, Georgia had a flirtation with him. Remember that?
He was close.
You know? But yeah, and you're right. Yeah, I looked it up. Eli just six games in backup role in 2001. He just takes over and throws for 31 touchdowns in Oxford. So, yeah, there's a waiting period. Generally, you know, at Florida State, it was always like 2 years for each quarterback to kind of sit on the bench until Winkie came. And obviously, being a veteran from minor league baseball and being so old and seasoned, he played for 4 years. But, you know, you go back and look at some of those individual seasons. Tim Tebow, the guy had the perfect team. They had great defense. The Urban Meyer squads, I don't have to tell Georgia fans, they had to experience it every year in the cocktail party. But this is a Texas team which supposedly reloaded, right, where it matters. That offensive line, though, that old line better be right, because they got to protect this dude, because they all went to the NFL.
Yeah.
A big chunk of it.
Well, and that was the other thing, too. You put him in the Georgia game, right, and everybody's like, he's going to run. See, those are plays you're giving away. When he doesn't play all the time, and Mike, it was sort of like when Justin Fields went in and, oh, he's about to run a fake punt, right? You've got to be able to play enough where you keep defenses off guard. Georgia knew, well, he's coming in, he's a better runner than Quinn Ewers. This is a no-brainer. Like, that was easy. So we need to see if before we jump on this train, and especially me, I like Arch is going to be great, but I can't tell you he's going to be the best college quarterback since we've seen, or since Tim Tebow. Mm. That's saying a lot. But I do think he's going to be one of the top five quarterbacks in college football.
Well, that's the key to being syndicated. You must make bold pronouncements.
You do.
By the way, I was asking Day-Day over this, or during the commercial break, have you looked up the new Georgia Tech uniforms?
I have not.
From Adidas. Have you seen these things? Is it black or is it blue?
Looks black to me.
Looks black to me, man. Georgia Tech has unveiled new football unis. These are from the X technology from Adidas. Gold uniforms, pretty cool. White lettering. I mean, it looks tight. I mean, the white uniforms with the gold, it looks pretty tight. But it looks black. And they have had black uniforms in the past as alternates. And going all the way back, I want to say to the 80s and 70s. And Tech fans, if you know, hit me up at Mike Bell ATLer. Put them up. See Dukes. But a bold look. They're saying the previous black ghost uniforms, they have had black. I mean, they say dark gray. It looks black to me. It looks cool.
Okay.
But some purists, I say, I don't understand why navy blue is not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In these unis, I'm sure there'll be some Tech fans that won't be happy with it, but I think it's kind of a cool. Nothing against Russell. That was the first step, was making him look a little more contemporary.
How often are they going to wear these?
I'm not sure. I mean, the article says right here that will be worn for the first time in the season opener against Colorado.
Okay,
and then at home against Gardner-Webb.
Okay, all right. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.